Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've talked about Framber a lot.
Here we go.
I want to say this. Hey, I'm going to need this. Personally, and I feel like there are some Astros fans who are in this place too. I would really like to see Kyle Tucker have a nice day to make me forget about what the hell we witnessed in that postseason. I think it would be nice for Kyle Tucker. I still think people believe in Kyle Tucker. I love that Joe Espada, as he came out today and said, Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez will bat second and third no matter who the pitcher is all season. But if you – the last – what's the last feeling and memory you have of Kyle Tucker, Clint?
The hopeless at-bats that he appeared. I mean, he just looked – you're talking about defeated. I give Jake Myers hell about
that. I was going to say, he looked like Jake jumped into his body.
I mean, Jake looked like a whoop puppy, like that puppy you got should look. But Kyle was in a bad spot, man. There's no doubt it was a bad look last year in the playoffs, without a doubt.
I was worried about his next week after that season. Yeah. I think it would behoove him – just for some Astros fans, I don't think people are in any way concerned or nervous or giving up on Kyle Tucker or anything. But for him today, it would be nice to see the Kyle Tucker that we saw the entire season as opposed to the last – because the last memory of Kyle and Framber Valdez is, oh, my God, these are two dudes we were all talking about trying to pay during and before the season. And now I don't know who wants to give him a dollar.
Yeah. Well, I was fixing to say let's not stop at Kyle now. I mean, Framber Valdez, like you said, those two guys could do Astros fans a huge favor today.
You ain't lying.
Let's get this thing started off the right way and boy, we can feel really good about this year. We can put to bed. Like I hope after today I don't have to keep revisiting how bad Framber was down the stretch last year in the back half of the season, with the exception of the no-hitter, along with how bad he was in the playoffs. Today we can put that stuff to bed. If Framber pitches well today, I won't talk about it again.
Well, I think a lot of us, like if Framber has a five-inning performance, one run, I think it will wash off potentially.
Sure.
If Kyle Tucker has a good day. But if Kyle Tucker comes up here 0-for-4 and there are runners in scoring position and guys on base and they're walking Yordan and he doesn't do anything and he hits it to a double play or strikes out and he doesn't perform, I think immediately you will start to remember the Kyle Tucker struggles from the postseason.
Ryan, you know how many baseball heads out there right now are mad at you for saying that?
Saying
that's
what?
Not how baseball works, Ron.
What?
Kyle Tucker, it's not that easy to go out there and go 3-for-4.
I'm not saying 3-for-4. I'm just saying do something.
I'm with you.
Look, I'm just saying it.
I'm with you.
Hell, I'd be fine if he made good contact and they were all outs.
I wouldn't.
I would at least.
I need him to find a hole. I need Kyle Tucker to find a hole.
Just
I need Framber Valdez to settle his ass in.
We got to a place in the American League Championship Series last year, and this is me. I'm not going to speak for others. I think there are some others there, Clint and Tyler. But we got to a place where the ALCS came around, and a guy who finished in the top five of the MVP race, I had no confidence that he was going to get a hit.
Nothing.
I mean, I had no confidence he was coming to the plate that he was going to get a hit. No confidence. I'd rather see Mauricio Dubon at the plate.
You weren't
towards
wrong.
Towards the end of that Rangers series, I'd rather have seen that. And he just, as you said, he looked defeated. He looked like he was about to clear out the dugout. Yeah. He looked like he was about to throw balls, bubble gum all over the place.
That's the most concerning thing for me for a baseball player, for a hitter, right? It's everybody goes through a slump. Everybody gets frustrated. Everybody breaks the bat. Everybody, you know, pisses and moans it when you're the ump when you're struggling. You're not seeing it well. It's when that dude it's we got a fresh at bat now. We ain't even seen a pitch yet. And I look at old buddy, and he looks defeated. That's when I get like concerned. And Tucker was there last year. Jake Myers has been there multiple times. I'd like to see that turn today for sure.
Tyler, I swear to God, I did not mean for Jake to be a part of this.
We can't talk about
Astro hitters looking defeated at the plate before they ever see a pitch,
Jake,
and not talk about Jake.
Jake had a hot spring, man.
Yeah, he had a hot spring last year.
Tyler,
look at the numbers.
Tyler, don't you ever come out and say that like you believe.
You know I don't. Come on, Jake. Come on. Go to Rake Farm, bro.
Come on, Jake, man.
Take them khakis off and just go to work.
God, that had so much potential.
It still does.
It does. We can bring it to life.
He can bring it to life.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's got to bring it to life.
That's fair. Well, I mean, look, I mean, I've been known to latch on to something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is Jake from Rake Farm. I don't know if it could get any better.
It can't. It's there for him.
We just need him to rake.
You got
to
rake.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because Jake is shutting it down is what Jake was doing it.
By the way, White Boy Chaz. Having a role that's not like a rotational player, it's big.
Clint, I'm feeling it for Chaz, and we can get into this a bit later.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.